what's the difference between field peas and snap beans then?
Well, you don't eat the pod on the field peas. They're too tough. They don't ever be tender, except that is after they get grown. Now you can, when they real young, before they fill out, you can eat them, snaps.
What are the kind of beans that are grown in this part of the country, or peas?
Well, there's soy beans, velvet beans.
What are velvet beans?
It's a about a 3-inch long pod. They grow in clusters, similar to grapes. There'd be several of them on a stem, and they're fuzzy, like sort of like velvet. That's where they get the name velvet beans. And boy, they'll itch you to death picking them things when they get dry enough to pick. And they're real good cow feed.
Did you ever eat them?
No, you don't eat them.
Cow.
That's just for feed.
What other greens do you use besides turnip tops?
Well, you eat mustard greens, of course, cabbage greens, collards.
Do you ever cook if you take the tops off the turnip and cook them, you would say you got a mess of
turnips. And then when the turnips grows, as they get older and grow a big root in the ground similar to an onion, some types of turnips will grow big roots. Well, you can cut the tops off and throw them away and just cook them roots, like rutabagas, if you want them. Some people like that, but I like them mixed.
The roots and the greens. The
roots and the greens. When the roots get big enough, that's some good eating to mix them together and cook them.
Uncle Monk, if you've got two bunches of lettuce, you would say, I've got two
heads of lettuce.
You have two boys and three girls. You have how many? Do you ever speak of them as so many heads?
No. Got, say, five children.
You don't ever say jokingly, I've got five heads?
No. No.
What if you had a lot of children? Let's say you got seven boys and seven girls. You might say that. That family's got
a big family. There's a big family of us. Well, I've known of a few in my day that would be that big.
Was there a common word for describing that whole big family of children?
Well, folks used to jokingly speak of a man that had them big families, him and his brood. Talk about him and his brood. I've known a few families with as many as 10, 12, 13. I knew of one family, they had 8 boys, all boys. All lived to be grown, older.
Big family.
Yeah.
Don't have that much these days.
Not a girl in the family.
Did you ever hear anybody refer to a big family like that as a tassel of children?
Well, yes, and I believe so.
What does tassel mean to you?
I don't know him. He's got a whole tassel of young ones.
Yeah.
I've heard it expressed that way. So-and-so, such and such a family, oh, they got a whole tassel of young ones.